Unit 8. Emu Falls Madly in Love. Page 51, Exercise 2. Listen. Cover the story and look only at these pictures. Listen to the story two or three times.
Mobile, Alabama, USA.
Picture 1.
One fall day, a giant bird showed up at the home of Ed Stewardy and fell madly in love with him.
2.
He and his wife first saw the 6-foot emu drinking water from their bird bath and eating berries from their trees.
3.
Then Ed began to feed her dog food, not knowing that he was asking for trouble.
4.
Soon the bird was following Ed all day long and driving him crazy.
5.
Then things went from bad to worse. One day the bird ran toward Ed, making noises deep in her throat. Ed didn't realize these were mating calls.
6.
He was scared stiff. Smaller than the bird, Ed tried to keep her away with a stick.
7.
For 2 days, Ed didn't dare go out of his house. He called the police, but they said they couldn't help him out. They didn't have the equipment to catch the bird.
8.
Finally, Ed contacted the Animal Rescue Foundation, which got involved and caught the bird. Diane Roberts, director of the foundation, explained the situation this way. Mr. Stewardy was feeding her, and it was mating season. So she had her heart set on this man. Hopefully she'll meet another fellow and forget about Mr. Stewardy. After all, he is a married man.
Page 52, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
Mobile, Alabama, USA. One fall day, a giant bird showed up at the home of Ed Stewardy and fell madly in love with him. He and his wife first saw the 6-foot emu drinking water from their bird bath and eating berries from their trees. Then Ed began to feed her dog food, not knowing that he was asking for trouble. Soon the bird was following Ed all day long and driving him crazy. Then things went from bad to worse. One day the bird ran toward Ed, making noises deep in her throat. Ed didn't realize these were mating calls. He was scared stiff. Smaller than the bird, Ed tried to keep her away with a stick. For 2 days, Ed didn't dare go out of his house. He called the police, but they said they couldn't help him out. They didn't have the equipment to catch the bird. Finally, Ed contacted the Animal Rescue Foundation, which got involved and caught the bird. Diane Roberts, director of the foundation, explained the situation this way. Mr. Stewardy was feeding her, and it was mating season. So she had her heart set on this man. Hopefully she'll meet another fellow and forget about Mr. Stewardy. After all, he is a married man.
Page 53, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
When the emu showed up and Ed began feeding it, He was asking for trouble. The bird began following him all day long. And driving him crazy. One day, things went from bad to worse. The bird ran toward Ed, making mating calls. He was scared stiff. And didn't want to go out of his house. Finally, the Animal Rescue Foundation got involved. And helped Ed out.